And what about over on this drawing?
This bridle here. Here. This is the bit. And the rest of it.
Where does the bit go?
Into the mouth. See, this goes in. And these are the reins that...
And they attach onto the...
Onto the each side of the bit. And they're used for turning the horse or controlling the horse. And this, this here is...
Is this that goes over the top of the head, does that have a name?
Yeah, it does, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And this goes under, right across the forehead, you know, to hold the thing in. Then these are straps. And then this is something else. Not too well versed. I could have told you those things a long time ago.
That's fine.
You know what I mean? They meant nothing to me. They meant use, because I used to ride a lot. And
so you know how to use them?
Than what they were called.
I see. Okay, well, that's great. What about the things that a cowboy would use for...
A lariat?
Would it have any other name?
No, not that I know of.
A rope? Were there different types of ropes they used?
Oh, yes. There was a lariat, and then they used... I think it was called a piggin string that they wrapped around the feet after they roped the calf.
A piggin string?
A piggin string. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. What's a farm implement that you carry dirt or something with? Has a
Fresno, is that what you're talking about? That you scoop
maybe
up?
Tell me what a Fresno is,
That you, it's got a blade and you pull it with horses or some motorized vehicle.
And what does it do?
Well, it scoops up the dirt and you take the dirt and... where you want it.
Okay, did it have any other sort of name for a Fresno?
Well,
you know?
A slip.
A slip?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you ever hear of anything like a buck scraper in reference to that?
No, I don't know. Cheryl, what's a buck scraper?
Huh?
What's a buck scraper?
Knife.
Oh, then you ought to use on a deer.
Yeah.
Or a pig.
That's great.
We'll see you. Thanks for stopping in, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this other sort of
machinery
that I'm talking about? It's propelled by a person, and you hold in each hand, and then there's a sort of a big bin in front of you, and it has a wheel in front. And you push it.
You mean a wheelbarrow?
A wheelbarrow. There we go. Do you know any other terms for that, or is that just
a wheelbarrow.
Okay. And what about the, you talked about a poke and about a sack.
Uh-huh.
What kind of material did, for example, seeds come in those days, or a thick, coarse material?
Well, mostly sacks.
Have you ever heard of a gunny sack?
Yes, I've got some.
And what is a gunny sack?
Do you know what a gunny sack is?
I think I do. It's sort of brown.
Well, it's made out of Dunlap. Do you know what Dunlap is?
Uh-uh.
Burlap, I mean.
Burlap?
Burlap.
Okay.
Okay. It's a sack made out of burlap.
And that would be the only term they would use for that? Would be
would be.
Okay. What would you call a boat with oars in it?
Well, let's see. A boat with oars. If it's rubber, I'd call it a raft. And... with oars, I'd call it a rowboat.
Okay, great. And what's this sort of thing you use to persuade cattle?
Oh, boy, I've got one of those. Let me think. Quirt.
A quirt?
Mm-hmm.
What's a quirt?
A quirt is a long piece of leather about that wide. I got one out in the barn. And it has a loop in the one end, you know, where you can put your hand and hang on to
it. It's about a foot long?
Oh, no, it can be a foot long, or it can be 3 feet long.
Oh,
and on the other end, it's split into little...
sort of like a cat of nine tails.
You know, little tiny finger-like things.
Uh-huh.
And